Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Two major studies on cannabis use in Canada have highlighted some worrying health impacts of the drug, linking it to increased risk of psychosis and a higher risk of death. The drug has been legal for recreational use in Canada since 2018 and for medicinal purposes for many years before that. We'll hear to discuss these studies and what they mean for how we should deal with cannabis use in Ireland. I'm joined by Mary Cannon, who's Professor of Psychiatric Epidemiology and Youth Mental Health at the RCSI. Mary, you're very welcome. Thank you for coming in. Before we come to the studies and what they found, will you tell us why it's relevant in particular that they've come from Canada?
Yes, it is very relevant because Canada has, in a way, I suppose we could think of it, they almost, it was a big experiment that they have done with cannabis in Canada. So when Justin Trudeau came to power in 2015, one of the first things he did was set up a task force looking at how to legalise cannabis. And so from then on, it essentially became very liberalised in Canada. And then by late 2018, the law was passed that it was now legal to sell cannabis for recreational use. Prior to that, it had been used for so-called medical use. So the world has been, this was the first major, apart from Uruguay, the first major country to do this mm-hmm. on such a large scale over the whole country. So the whole world has been watching Canada. And we in psychiatry have been watching them as well to see what will this do to particularly young people, to young people's health.
So they have provided this case study really
exactly.
that everybody can
yeah,
examine
it's like
now.
A big case study. Mm-hmm. I mean, you could say it could have been premature. I mean, I think on the eve of the legalisation, the Canadian Medical Association issued some warning saying, you know, we don't think this is a good idea, but they went ahead. And the idea was that they would then study the effects. So what's happened is that a group of researchers led by a public health doctor called Daniel Myron has now issued two studies. Major studies have now come out in the same journal looking at millions of people. And one paper was focusing on psychosis and schizophrenia is now coming. The other was focusing on death.
Okay, so let's take a look at those separately then. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's interesting that you say that they've looked at millions of people. So we are happy here that this is on scale.
Yes,
And that, you know, the information is verified, peer reviewed, all of that.
Yeah.
So the first paper you mentioned there studied the link between cannabis and schizophrenia, was mm-hmm. it, and psychosis?
Yeah.
So tell us what they found.
So both of the papers essentially had much the same designs. They were looking at people who had presented to emergency departments in Ontario, Canada, with and were given a diagnosis of cannabis use disorder, like, as well as whatever else they presented with. They either presented with cannabis use problems or with some other problem and were deemed to have cannabis use disorder, which is a dependency on cannabis.
Mm-hmm. So they're very frequent users of cannabis.
Yes, very frequent. Here. It's a very frequent use and also use that's causing functional impairment and that people feel a craving and a dependency on the cannabis. Mm-hmm. So it's got out of control, essentially.
Mm-hmm. And they would be using cannabis, can we assume, every day?
Oh, daily or near daily, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. And usually it gets stronger, the potency gets stronger. So this is the basic sample that they looked at, was people presenting to emergency departments. So they started in 2006 and they went up to 2023. So they divided it into three periods. So 2006 to 2015. And then, as we mentioned, from 2015 onwards, cannabis use was quite liberalised and more, you know, in Canada. And then from 2018, it was legal. So they had the pre-liberalisation use, they had the so-called medical use, and then they had the recreational use. So what they found was that over this period, if you, among people who did not use cannabis, 0.6% developed schizophrenia.
Mm-hmm.
So that's approximately 1 in 200 people.
That's your baseline?
Yeah, that's the kind of the baseline rate. And that's what we'd expect for schizophrenia. Now, among people who had a cannabis use disorder, 3.5% got a diagnosis of schizophrenia. So that is almost sixfold increase. So this is about 1 in 30 people or so. This is you know, very, very high rates. And what they also looked at was the proportion of people who have schizophrenia in whom you can attribute this to cannabis use. And that before this, in the pre-liberalisation period or legalisation period, this was about 3% of schizophrenia you could attribute to cannabis use. And now it's 10% on average, but in young males, it's up to 19% of schizophrenia is due to cannabis use.
Right.
And the tragedy of this is it's a preventable cause.
Okay, so we're tipping up towards 20% of schizophrenia in young men
caused by
cannabis use. And schizophrenia is a very serious condition, of course.
It is a serious condition. And the tragedy of schizophrenia in some ways is that it occurs so young in life, so young people. So they're, you know, it affects your career development, your social development, your educational development. It just comes at that period in life when you should be at your most healthy.
Mm-hmm. Stopping cannabis use, how does that impact a schizophrenia diagnosis?
It can help, but unfortunately, in some cases, it's gone beyond that. So once it sets in, even if you stop the cannabis use, you still have the schizophrenia. It becomes a chronic condition.
So now, given that you have this, and we'll come to the second paper in a minute, now that we have this scientific fact, verified research, what does that say to the people who make the argument that cannabis use is harmless?
Well, and Claire, no, this isn't new to me. For the past 20 years, I've been looking at links between cannabis and psychosis. And the tragedy is, you know, we've been looking at this and it's just getting worse and worse. And the cannabis itself is getting stronger and the use is getting more frequent. And this is just, it's just an ongoing problem. And we keep saying, you know, be careful. This is the, you know, and trying to counteract the myth, as you say, the cannabis is harmless. But now we have this evidence. I think it's very hard to argue with these studies now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the good thing about it. That's what gives me some hope now that, you know, we've got millions of people who've been studied over this period in this great experiment in Canada. And we're showing it actually is increasing the rates of schizophrenia.
Yeah. We are talking about very heavy users, though. And it's important to say
we're
that.
We're talking about people who have cannabis use disorder. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But the problem is that in countries that legalise, use goes up. So more and more people are using daily or near daily.
Right. So we're not clear of the impacts, are we, on those who might use cannabis once a month, say?
No, we're not clear about that. That hasn't been studied as such. The main studies have been done on the heavy users.
Okay.
I suppose he was using health data. So when people had a diagnosis in the system of
and
cannabis
they've presented
disorder,
and yeah, they need treatment.
That's how he got such large sample sizes.
So let's talk about the second paper then.
Oh, yes.
That focused on the link between cannabis use and the increased risk of death. So what did that find?
Yes, this is another very worrying study. I mean, the same kind of sample. It's people who presented to an emergency department with cannabis use disorder, and they study them then 5 years later. They follow them up through their record systems and show that if you had a diagnosis of cannabis use disorder, you were six times more likely to have died than if you hadn't cannabis use disorder 5 years later. Okay. Mm-hmm. And when they adjusted, you know, again, it was a very carefully done study. They adjusted for things like other medical conditions, for socioeconomic group, for age, sex. And when they did all these adjustments, there was still this threefold increased risk of death. And the tragedy, Claire, is that it was mainly in the younger people who were more likely to have died.
Right. So
the 19 to 45 year olds.
So there may have been other issues at play, but they factored those in
they
still found a threefold increase in the risk of death in
of
the
death.
5 year period
due
to suicide.
Well, that's yes, actually, that was the highest one. Suicide, tenfold increased risk of suicide. And again, people say cannabis is harmless. We have known, the evidence is emerging and it's accumulating now that cannabis is associated with suicidal thoughts, actions and death.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, you know, even in young people. The other causes, suicide was a tenfold increase. Trauma, death from traumas, like accidents or homicides. Death, and interestingly as well, death from opioid poisoning or other drug poisonings was also increased by about fivefold.
So that plays into the gateway drug argument.
It does. And it also, again, argues against this myth that if you legalise cannabis, you reduce drug overdoses.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, this has been shown, this is the opposite of what they're finding here. And the other cause of death, they were the main ones, but the other significant cause of death was lung cancer.
Oh, because of increased smoking, obviously.
Exactly, yeah.
Now, when we look at opioid addiction and alcohol use, how do the dangers of cannabis use compare, can we say?
Yes, that was interesting. In that paper, they did compare with other substances and they found that they are still They are also associated with increased risk of death. But I suppose this study was focusing on cannabis because, as you say, all these myths that it's harmless, and showing that it is actually just as harmful as these other substances like alcohol, opioids. But I suppose the worry about cannabis is that it's now the most commonly used drug in young people. It's commoner than alcohol in the new generation. Even in Ireland, a recent study from the Central Statistics Office showed that 25-year-olds, they're more likely to be using drugs than drinking alcohol. So you've got this substance that's increasing in prevalence and increasing in potency. So it counteracts, as you say, the main thing I think is this counteracts the myth that nobody died from cannabis use. You've probably heard that before.
Yeah, there is that perception out there among some, certainly. So we are having a conversation about cannabis in this country. We have the Oireachtas Committee on Drug Use recommending cannabis clubs being allowed to operate here in Ireland. So in that case, you'd have users who would be permitted to have small amounts by law for personal use. Mm. What's your view on that?
I think any liberalisation of cannabis use, we're heading down a slippery slope. It's something we need to be incredibly careful with, because it never starts just with a law to legalise cannabis. It always starts with 10 years earlier, even 20 years earlier, these kind of measures to loosen things up. And, you know, I think once you start down that, then it's hard to turn back.
Well, we already are looser when it comes to cannabis, because people who are found with a small amount for personal use, they're referred, aren't they, to a counsellor?
Health diversion approach.
Yes. Yeah. Do you think that's the wrong approach?
Oh, no, that's. I think that's a welcome approach, and An Garda Síochána are very much behind that, and so are the medical profession. This is where if someone's found in possession of a small amount for personal use, they're diverted to health assessment and brief intervention. Now, I'm not sure that's fully operational yet, but yes, I think that's a good measure and we should get behind that.
Rather than criminalising people.
Yes. Yeah. Well, it's still within the criminal justice system. This is an alternative sanction.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, they're looking at this in other countries as well. Do you expect, or have you heard from your colleagues around the world, that this study might just press pause on plans in other countries to legalise?
I think it will, actually. I think it will. Unfortunately, I think it's too late for Canada. I think once something is legalised on this scale, you can't put that genie back in the bottle. Mm-hmm. I think Canada will have to look at other measures now. But I think in this country, we should be focusing, to be honest, Claire, I think we should be focusing a lot more on things like prevention, on education, rather than this constant conversation about should we legalise it or should we decriminalise it. Let's look at preventing young people using in the first place. And there's a movement called Planet Youth, which is, I'm not sure if you've heard of it, we had a study recently published on some data from that, where they're surveying transition year students on drug use and other measures, mental health, and then doing interventions. And this is done at a local level with the Drug and Alcohol Task Forces and Education Training Boards, and then seeing what the rates are. Mm-hmm. And we have found that the number one risk factor for young people in Ireland using cannabis is their peers using. But the second highest is parental ambivalence about cannabis use.
Right.
So, can I just mention one thing briefly in terms of education, that RCSI are running a My Health public event on the 26th of March on cannabis youth and the family. So that's open to all. And details will be emerging soon on the RCSI website.
Okay, so keep an eye on the RCSI website for that. Mary, thanks very much for coming in. Mary Cannon there, who's Professor of Psychiatric Epidemiology. Coming up next, the most extraordinary nighttime experiences in the world.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.